Ham? Ham?
Hello, boys.
Ham?
Hello, Ham.
DJ?
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 So I don't know if you guys noticed, but I was out last weekend. And last week, throughout the week.
Barely noticed.
Thank you. I went to Colorado. This is the second time I've been to Colorado.
You go see Brenton Doyle in person?
Colorado Rocky?
Play center field?
Yes, actually. Last time, we did
it. Wow, how many Colorado Rockies can you name?
I feel like we've done this exercise before, and I...
I'll tell you what. I watched the game the other day, which I'll get into. I can't name any.
Well, yeah, Ezekiel
Tovar. They got a pitcher named Freeland.
Kyle Freeland.
Kyle Freeland.
You got Herman Marquez.
And he got shelled.
Ulysses Chacin.
Now you're going old.
Ubaldo Jimenez.
You're going older.
Darryl Kyle.
You want... Is he a Rocky?
Robinson.
He's a Cardinal.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So last time we went to Colorado, we tried to go to a Del Taco pretty much every meal.
As on one Del Taco is to do World when Tour. They go to Colorado.
Your poor
yeah.
wife. Treat your wife better.
Please take me. There's so many local eateries around here that are just featured in all kinds of... Nope. Del Taco again.
We also did
crispy beef tacos yeah. for you every meal.
You won't even let her get a one like smothered burrito. It's always hard tacos.
We also did the Great Sand Dunes, Pikes Peak, Arches in Utah. We also did Rocky Mountain National Park and
Hold on,
Red
ma'am.
Rocks. This is the last time.
Darryl Kyle played two seasons for the Colorado Rockies.
Okay, I just remember
you
the
owe
Cardinal.
Me an apology.
Colorado.
Yeah, hold your breath.
I'll take that as the apology.
But we wanted to go back again. Check out some stuff we didn't miss, and it was a great opportunity for wife because all the Del Tacos were closed because they're doing a corporate restructuring, so no Del Tacos.
Do they realize the thousands of dollars they missed out on by not lining up with your schedule?
It boggles the mind.
Very poor.
They should check with you every year to get your vacation schedule to schedule their Renos.
I did bring you guys some gifts back, so.
Oh.
Even last time I went out of town, I got you guys some gifts. These are for Mr. DJ.
Whoa. Packs of baseball cards?
And I think there's gum
in
it, too.
Is that a full hobby box?
No. It's two packs. Nolan Ryan.
Sure?
What are these? Nolan Ryan branded baseball cards?
I got them at a candy shop, because originally I went to like a souvenir gift store, and I was going to buy you guys knives. But I thought Lando might come across them, so yeah. I was not going to contribute to his.
I wanted the knife. I would have been excited.
What did you get over there, Monto?
Why are you reaching in your bag?
It's wrapped very elegantly.
No, it's in a trash bag.
It's wrapped up in a trash bag, yeah. Because I still have...
What is that?
The knife you got me last time.
Yeah.
In my bag.
I was going to get him one that said Jesus on it.
Because of my heritage?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let me go through this delicate... Did you take this to a professional wrapper?
Yeah.
As you threw it in a Kroger bag?
You went to a stationery store and got that wrapped.
What in the hell? He got me braised pork stackable Lays.
Like Japanese?
Yes. I guess that's Japanese.
I know you like pork rinds.
But I don't like pork rinds.
That kind of sounds good. I'll trade you.
They're finger-licking braised pork flavor Lay's stackables or whatever they're
called. Sounds great. That's a good gift. You did good.
Yeah. Because I went to a candy store in Vail, and they had different kind of like flavored drinks that I sent you guys a photo of.
This guy went to Vail.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Fancy.
They had enchilada, but they didn't have empanada-flavored soda. So, and I was also afraid the soda bottles would explode in... my suitcase.
What a niche soda flavor, empanada flavor.
As you're looking around the store and a
I did ask the lady.
Up,
yeah.
How can I help you, sir?
Do you have empanada? I see
Where's
you have
empanada section.
Where's your empanada soda?
Fine, I'll just get these pork Lays.
Yeah, I guess I'll just take the braised pork chips you have.
Okay, are my Nolan Ryan baseball cards better than the gift he got me last time, which was a picture frame with like a Jewish prayer on it, I think, and it had a picture of Ham eating a corn dog in the picture slot, which I had on my fridge until very recently.
Do you look at that more or the pig mask?
I know he utilizes the pig mask more.
Yeah, I'm not the one seeing the pig
That's
mask.
That's a nice thing. Yeah.
Except in the reflection of the phone.
Or her tears.
The Michael Scott camcorder set up next to the bed.
But yeah, there's some gifts. Here are some of the things I did on
this
trip.
What'd you get Connor Caldwell?
I thought about getting him a Coors Light hat, but I didn't because we ran out of time. And I didn't know if he drank Coors Light or not.
I'll send a pork lays your way.
Yeah, you can have some of my baseball cards. I'll give you a pack of these cards.
So this time we went to a Rockies game. Since it was Memorial Day weekend, it was a travel destination for opposing team. The opposing team, as we found out, was the New York Yankees.
Oh, that's probably a relatively hot ticket for that stadium.
The stadium was 85% Yankee-based.
Yeah.
As was the city that those 3 days that we were there. It was very insufferable, the game, because of the Yankee fan.
You could hear him talking?
You could hear them yelling, shouting, chanting. It was insane. It was like you were at a Yankees home game. It was about 10% Rocky fan, 5% other. The stadium itself felt kind of small, but it was a good atmosphere. I wish we could have seen the Rocky Mountains, but it was cloudy most of the day, so we could not.
It's all that weed smoke, bro.
There was a lot of weed smoke there.
It does. Downtown Denver very much smells like weed.
But felt very safe the entire time we were in Denver. It was a nice... We could walk around at nighttime and not feel uncomfortable. There was not man urinating at Shakira concert there.
No one is peeing at the Shakira concert, but definitely if you're walking around Chicago, you might see someone peeing, for sure.
For the second time, I went to Red Rocks. We went and saw Justice, which we saw back in, like, I think it was March.
Justice?
No.
Oh.
Was this...
Not the Costco.
Cleveland Indians era David Justice or
Yankees?
Oh,
my God. No, this is the electronic French band Justice. Rained the entire concert. The opening act... They had a fog machine to kind of try to set the atmosphere, but since it was in the mountain and it was raining most of the day, they had to turn it off immediately because it was so foggy you couldn't see across the outdoor venue because there was so much natural fog.
Feels like a cheap effect at this point, a fog machine. Feels like we should be beyond the 80s. For the Red Rock show, maybe we pull out a few more stops than the fog machine, than the dry ice block.
Other than that, awesome concert. Went to Vail, the aforementioned Vail. We've been there before. Every time we go to Colorado, it's either like a couple days before or after like the season where they have like skiing and all that. So it's always the off season. And so we ate at a pizza place twice in town because the second time we tried to go to the spot we went to last year, it didn't open until Friday. So we had to go eat pizza two times in a row.
What time does Domino's open up there?
It wasn't Domino's. It was a place called Vendetta's, which was amazing. And we watched the Stars lose game 4 there. Throughout the entirety of the trip, we had people walking up to me because I was wearing my Stars hat pretty much the entire time to represent.
That's bold.
Only two people were like, said that exact same thing. Very bold of you to wear that in this state. And even like one of the locals there was just like, he saw that the Stars game was on, saw that I was wearing a Stars hat. He goes, I'm rooting for the Oilers because I'm an Avalanche fan.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like, yeah, that's okay. But also, don't trade away Mika Rantanen, you idiot. Maybe you get out of the first round, stupid.
Man, y'all have a full-on sports argument right there?
All right.
No one was
trying to talk sports with me on my vacation.
But just we watched the first two periods at Pizza Place because they had TVs. And we ran into a lot of Texans there. Like, even driving around, we saw about
Joe
50...
Joe Mixon, CJ Stroud, yeah. Tank Dell... Nico Collins.
Keep going. What about defenders?
Will Anderson.
There you go. Brian
but yeah, Cushing. We watched the first two periods there. Then I ran back to the hotel and almost Botham Johned myself. So.
I know that story, but I'm curious what you mean.
Get to hotel instinctively because I work up here, hit the fourth floor. Ran up to the hotel room because I'm trying to get back before the period starts back up and try to put my key in the key card. Door's not opening. I'm trying to like shake it open because I thought it was my room. I was the floor beneath that. And so I was like, oh no, this is totally plausible.
Oh no.
It is plausible. I've done that before on a Cowboys trip. I went to the completely wrong hotel across the street.
Oh, my God.
And I got up to the 10th floor or whatever. It's like, on my room key, they don't even have this room. Like, what happened? Am I on the other side or something?
And you look at the window and you're like, oh, there's my hotel.
So they dropped. It was literally across the street. He dropped. Like, he pulled in. I wasn't even paying attention. He pulled into, like, the little, I don't know what you call it, where you drive up at the hotel.
Valet.
Like, the drop-off?
Yeah, like the valet drop-off area. And I just got out and didn't even.
So did you have to call Pat Doney and have him tell you how to get back?
Yeah, where was David Moore at?
Luckily, didn't have to assist anybody. Get assistance from anybody. Anyway.
We also kayaked at Dillon Reservoir. That was fun. We also hiked at Lily Pad Lake. We got snowed and hailed on while hiking, which was pretty cool. Aspen, we drove down to Aspen because we hadn't been there before.
How was the weather while you were there?
It was rainy in Denver. It was beautiful in Vail. It was beautiful in Aspen.
Beautiful, like what temperature?
60.
Okay, so perfect.
Basically. So I could throw on a sweatshirt and be fine.
Perfect black jean weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hiking boot weather.
Although I could have went up to probably 105 and he would have said perfect black jean weather. Yeah.
Any temperature. Sun. Bum on the surface of the sun. Jeans.
Beach.
At that point, doesn't really matter. The shorts aren't going to help you.
Desert.
If you're on the surface of the sun.
It's a little extreme, yeah. That's not the point we're trying to make when we say you should wear shorts.
But that's just to highlight the greatness of the blue jean. You can wear it anywhere. So we get to our hotel in Aspen. Wife found a random pill inside hotel room.
Hey, now.
Looked it up. We briefly, jokingly considered taking it. Didn't do it. Looked it up online. It was prescribed by a veterinarian. Ooh. It was an estrogen tablet for animals. So
oh,
estrogen.
Trans dog?
No, so the use is in animals.
Now they're coming for our pets.
They are. It's what Alex Jones warned us about.
It was to induce heat on horses or horses that are dealing with urinary incontinence. Or the use was dogs and cats that are suffering from benign anal tumors. So somebody brought their dog that had butt tumors up to that hotel room, and that dog is not doing as well because there's butt tumor medication on the ground.
Aww, that sucks.
Did you take it just to see what it does to you?
No.
Just in case. If
you never
it helps
know.
You, yeah.
Maybe it'll
to
give
drive
you
down the horn levels?
Most, yeah, biggest rager you've ever had.
No, I did not. We also took Independence Pass on the way back from Aspen to Denver, and it was very scenic. It's like at 12,000 feet in elevation, so you're on top of a mountain overlooking all these other mountains, and like normally when you go to like places that have plaques and like whatnot, they'll have like history just kind of on their wooden plaques.
A scenic turnout with a plaque.
Yeah, the plaques were completely covered in snow. I have some videos that I might post in a little bit of me trying to walk, and within me walking, I'm dropping like 3 feet each step because the snow is just so, like, tall.
I know y'all like going to Colorado. Do y'all ever think about skiing or anything like that?
Not really, because we know we'll kill ourselves if we do that. So we're mainly hikers and kayakers.
They do offer instructors you can go with that'll help you on a bunny slope.
If you do one couple hour lesson, like, you're good enough for the weekend. It's really not that tough.
I mean, I used to go on a trip with a bunch of amputees who would ski. So if they can handle it, if us monstrosities can get on the mountain, then a fully abled person like yourself, physically.
I just look at it and I know it's not my thing.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it was me right there. Right before I got on a double black diamond. Yeah.
But yeah, Red Rocks, 28 thumbs up. Find an excuse to go there if you can. Coors Field, felt small but good park. 12 drumsticks.
Okay.
Vail, amazing vacation destination. Aspen, kind of mid. Maroon Bells, we went there to hike. 10 out of 10. I posted a picture of me wearing my hat there. My Stars hat. Independence Pass, 10 out of 10. But yeah, Colorado, thumbs up. We should move the station there.
I think you get a lot of support.
Thumbs up.
From the people during the week.